4 years is when you're starting to be able to make a bit of sense out of something. You know, they're starting to understand when they're in trouble. You know, they're probably causing a bit of mischief. And you're sort of like, you want to get them out of the house because they're just getting to that age where you've just had enough of them. That's how old Giant Dwarf is turning next week when they have a bit of a party next Thursday night. And one of the guys has been involved in the Giant Dwarf probably since the beginning, and he's also hosting the event next Thursday. He's Cameron James, stand-up comedian extraordinaire.
I thought you were telling me to stand up for a second. I was about to freak out like we were going to do the national anthem or something.
Well, if you want to. I mean, is that how you enter every interview?
I like to start every interview with the national anthem, and then just we stare into each other's eyes with unbroken eye contact.
Amazing.
And we go straight into a deep and meaningful conversation.
Wow, we've just done this all wrong then. I'll quickly cue it up. Hey, thanks for coming down.
Thanks for having me, Mick Rad.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
Yeah.
Giant Dwarf is one of those places that when it popped up 4 years ago, I was like, where the hell is this place? It's sort of hidden away behind another building on Cleveland Street. There's only one little sign you can see from the front, which you wouldn't even notice if you're walking past it.
Totally. But now look at it. It's blown up. It's everywhere. I guess the main thing people know about it is that the Chaser are involved in it. It's kind of their live performance space. But it's really become an identity unto itself in the Sydney live performance scene.
I think so. And if people who haven't been there before, you go in the first time and you look at it and it's quite ornate. It's quite a pretty looking venue.
Yeah.
And it sounds great. Like it's like a hall, but it's sort of, you know, it's oldie.
It looks like the sort of place that they would have screened like war reels or something at back in the wartime or something.
That's something they haven't done. Jeez.
No, I know. That would be, you know, they've done every type of entertainment at Giant Dwarf. I did a live radio play there like 3 years ago with Tom Ballard hosting it. They've tried every form of entertainment. They should do a newsreel. That's the new thing.
Pitch it, Ken.
Okay, it's up to me and you to pitch it, I reckon.
Well, before we get into the details of the show, what about yourself? What have you been up to? I know you sort of travel around the country. You're doing your show. You've done some little skits online. What have we got coming up from Cam Jones?
Well, actually, last time I was in here was with my co-conspirator, Becky Lucas. Yeah. And I think, I can't remember what we were plugging. We were plugging something.
I think you, Becky, and Jen had a show.
Oh, at the Sydney Fringe. Okay, yep.
Maybe. And that was you and Becky together in one space, which often seems to happen. hilarity ensues. You two are just a dynamic duo.
Oh, yeah. She owes me money. That's the only reason I'm sticking around. She owes me upwards of $2,000, and I can't stress enough how much I need it. So if anyone wants to tweet at Becky _Lucas89 and say Cameron really needs his $2,000+.
So you just got to keep her on your site just so she doesn't skip the country.
Yeah, pretty much. So yeah, we've been making these videos for Comedy Central, which are a lot of fun. But at the moment, we're both kind of in separate states on this comedy festival circuit. Yeah. I've just been in Brisbane. I'm back now, obviously. She's there this week. Melbourne's coming up just around the corner.
It's comedy festival season.
It's crazy.
Adelaide Fringe has just been happening. Mm-hmm. It's a crazy time. And if you love your comedy, it's the best time of year because summer was good, but then comedy festival comes and it's like, oh, that's all right. Summer's gone now. We've got comedy festival.
That's it. Sydney Comedy Festival comes up soon. You're always around the place at Sydney Comedy Festival time.
I try and hit up as much as I can. So does my wallet doesn't like that very much. But, you know, I try. A couple of years ago, I got to review like heaps of them, so I got in for free.
Oh, that's the secret, right?
But then reviewing comedy gigs is a, you know, a hard act.
You have to go home and then write about it. You're like, oh, man, can't I just go home and
they're cranky
relax.
If you write bad things?
Oh, yeah. Comedians are the most sensitive people in the world. Trust me. Not me, though. I'm very chilled out.
Do you?
Yeah.
I mean, you got a great review the other day. It was amazing.
I don't read them. I just told when they're good. No, I'm too scared to read anything. Because even if it is 100% positive, there'll always be one thing in there that slightly annoys you. Like,
and that's the thing that you hold on to.
Yeah, like, forever. So I'll just like, if someone says this is a good one, I'll share it, but I won't read it. Okay. I reckon maybe on my deathbed, that'll be my final act, is someone just reads all the reviews to me. And I just die furious at the media.
That sounds good. What a way to go.
Mm.
Can you think, I was just asking you off air, Giant Dwarf, I've seen a bunch of great stuff over the years, but what was your favorite thing you reckon caught at the thing?
maybe a year ago.
Yeah.
There was a great comedy show on called True Aussie Patriots. For any comedy fans out there, you'll probably know the names. Anne Edmonds,
yes.
Greg Larson, and Damien Power. They're three big acts in Australian comedy of the sort of like uprising of the youth. They did a show, True Aussie Patriots. It was a parody of alt-right Aussie kind of like neo-Nazi style people. A lot of Australian flags, a lot of like rallying against halal food and stuff like that. It was all satire, yeah, obviously. And the show ended with them rallying against the lefty Redfern audience by throwing fart bombs into the crowd. It was the best thing I've ever seen, I still think, to this day.
That's amazing. And, yeah, and that's why it's great to have a space like Giant Dwarf, where we can have these sort of eclectic events and just cool ideas. Because I've seen all sorts of, like we said before, like strange, different things going on. I've seen gigs. I saw a horror show play there once.
Yeah.
The Chase, they sometimes have these talks where they talk to people about serious topics.
Yeah.
Plays, pantomimes.
The most recent one that I've really been enjoying is Rove McManus has been like making his foray back into live performance, so he's been appearing at Giant Dwarf a lot.
And it's an intimate venue. You can get right up close to these
guys.
It's
crazy, because this guy was on like TV for so long. He's an icon of comedy, and then he just comes and does live shows in Redfern on Cleveland Street. It's insane.
Yeah. How good is that? You mentioned Anne Edmonds before. She's actually doing a trial show. If anyone watched the Get Crackin', there was this character that she did, Helen Bidoux. It's the best episode where she talks about how sarongs are so right.
Yeah.
She's doing like
a trial show Friday night at 10 o'clock, I believe. Yeah. I only know those details because I may or may not be in the show.
Oh!
Can't reveal, but also can't reveal because I don't know if I am. But she just said, are you free to do a spot?
Well, it's $5. So yeah, if you want to get down there, I reckon you have to get in quick for that one.
Oh, she's the best. She's the funniest comedian in the country. So go check it out for sure.
But we are talking about the fourth birthday, which is on next Thursday, March the 15th. And this is a huge night. Not only is it yourself and Becky hosting it, the dynamic duo yourselves.
we bought matching outfits, by the way.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
Also performances from the famous Bear Pack, who are known as Steen Raskopoulos and Carlo Ricci. Mm-hmm. Nikki Britton, Aaron Chen, Jen Carnival, Beck Shaw will be there with Eddie Sharp, who we know from Story Club. I think that's the one. Polyphony Choir, and of course, one and only Tonightly's Tom Ballard.
Yeah.
Epic.
It's a huge night.
It is huge. What is everyone doing a skit? Is it like some sort of conglomeration of, you know, do we know? Is it everyone?
I mean, it's all a little bit hush-hush, but definitely everyone is going to be performing solo, and there may be some bigger things going on at the end, I can't
Secrets.
Say. Yeah. But the main thing, I think, is that we're all gathering, not so much for the fourth birthday, but to check out mine and Becky's outfits. That's kind of the main reason for the event. Yeah.
Is there any hints? Can we all dress up the same? Like, you know, the theme or something?
Well, that's a cult you're describing. Let's all wear matching Nikes and then we'll all drink this liquid at the same time. That'd be fun.
Very cool. But it's welcome to everyone. As a Giant Dwarf is, you get on. It's $25. So to see all of these people, that is ridiculously cool. And I'm sure it'll sell out. That's why we got you on this week.
Yeah.
Because if we did it next week, we know it'd be sold out.
It'll be gone.
So we're telling people now to get in and do it. And if you don't do it, then you're going to miss out. But I'm going to give you, lucky listeners, a chance to get a ticket right now. If you're a bit stingy, you don't want to pay the $25 and you think, oh, I can ring up the 2SER, do it now. Give us a call, 9514-9500. Give us a call and the first caller through will get a double pass to Giant Dwarf's fourth birthday next Thursday night down on Cleveland Street, 9514-9500. Cam, it's going to be amazing.
I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. Ballard is absolutely smashing it at the moment on Tonightly, so he's going to be a huge headliner for the night. It's going to be great.
So. Yeah, he's kicking goals, and it's such a great lineup. 9514-9500, getting quick. All right, Cam. Well, Sydney Comedy Festival is not far away. We did talk about it last week, but I think, I don't know when your shows are on, but probably in April.
Who knows?
Somewhere.
There's this thing called Google, and I've been using it lately, and I reckon it's really cool. So if anyone wants to Google Cameron James Sydney Comedy Festival, they can find some shit out there. Sorry for swearing.
No, you can swear. It's community radio.
Hell yeah, dude.
Thanks a lot. We'll catch you next time, man.
Sweet. Thanks, man.